This is Film for Thought. Give us 2 minutes. We'll give you something to think about.
Whenever they come up with whatever this decade becomes known as, it will be remembered, I think, first and foremost, as an era of unprecedented social power among women, especially. There never has been a time in the history of the world, really, where women have occupied as much power as they occupy today. That is both a testament to the injustices of the past, but also to the electric political power that they currently occupy. This is seen probably first and foremost by the discourse that is occupied most specifically by any negative comments, especially specifically in the realm of sexual assault. There have been a number of videos that have shown women walking around the streets of New York, Paris, just a day in the life videos to show the what it's like to have the male gaze upon you at all times, and how that in and of itself could be seen as an act of violence. But really what it's done is led to an unprecedented eye-opening and kind of counter-surgence. The last election, not the last election, but the one before, featured a backlash to the Republican quote-unquote war on women, but just the fact that it was articulated as such showed what a hot-button issue it was to talk in any way about women that wasn't positive. So this is the climate that Wilde finds itself coming along at a particularly perfect time. It's a beautiful movie. It is articulates not just the beauty of living, but also what it's like to be a woman, to be free, and to have the to have the gaze of men upon you, even when you're out sort of in solitary Pacific Coast Trail. Even when you're hiking for 1,000 miles by yourself, there is the tension of unattached men and the way they look at you at all times. That's an undercurrent of Wilde. The main current is Reese Witherspoon working with the director Jean-Marc Vallée, who helped Matthew McConaughey win his Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club. It's a love story to the Pacific Northwest, the Pacific Crest Trail, and also about sexual liberation, the viewing of women, and what it's like to come through this life and to try to be affected by the natural beauty and to overcome any demons that you may pass through.